welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, I am so excited to talk about the Atmakarka and the Dharakarka information needed to unlock information about our deepest soul connections. And this is not an exaggeration. I know that sometimes words like soulmate and soul connection and unlocking get thrown around for clickbait, but this is very literal and I have research to back it up. So excited to talk about this today. And just kind of before we get started, I want to remind everyone that on Astrology Now podcast, we use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology. And when we're talking about Atmakarkas and Dharakarkas, we are using Jaimini techniques, which are very traditional techniques used in Vedic astrology. And so I really am excited to share all of this with you today. And it will be beneficial to have your chart in front of you. So if you don't have your chart in front of you, if you don't have it printed out, you can pause this segment, go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on offerings and chart. You can calculate your free birth chart, no strings attached, to see the degrees of your planets, because you're going to need to be able to see that in order to follow along with this podcast. And I just feel so in flow. I've been traveling for the last several months, which has been wonderful. I have met a lot of really amazing people. I got to meet so many of my boyfriend's closest friends. I got to meet his family. And to me, those are very, very sacred encounters. You know, I think that people who we love and people who love us are the most cherished people in this lifetime. And being able to meet people that my boyfriend has poured his heart into and who they have reciprocated that love with. It's just a very, very important moment for me. It's a very important thing. And I hold it with a lot of reverence. And meeting his mother, meeting the vessel, the conduit that brought his soul into this incarnation is like an even, you know, it's a monumental deal. And so all of that being said, it was, you know, I was completely on, definitely paying attention, being engaged, a lot of energy that was so, you know, such a beautiful gift. And now that I'm home, I'm just kind of settling and getting back into my routine, taking care of my plants, getting my animals settled, kind of finding my flow again with work. And I got my cycle. So I'm just kind of like chilling out. I bought myself some beautiful pink roses. Whenever I'm home, I always have roses on my altar or flowers on my altar, but usually roses. And so I'm just kind of settling in, which feels really good. Y'all know I'm a Cancer rising. So home routine, having these kind of beautiful things around my house, it brings me a lot of joy. So here I am. And I was sitting and I was trying to think about what to record about. And I was thinking, you know, we could do 2024 predictions, which I know a lot of you are probably wanting. We could talk about, you know, talk about the Mercury retrograde, or talk about, you know, Sagittarius season or something like that. And I was like, you know what? Talking about relationship and compatibility is my personal favorite thing to talk about. And it's what I've spent the most amount of my time researching. So why not just share about relationships and compatibility? And I do plan on doing a YouTube video on this. And when I do YouTube videos, I use case examples. We have visuals so I can point things out. So if you are a little bit more of a visual learner, or you are more interested in the video format, definitely follow me on YouTube. You can find that from my website if you click on media and YouTube. You can subscribe, because I plan on having a video available in December. And if not in December, definitely in January, just sharing a lot of my research on relationship and compatibility that I've been doing recently. And it will likely be somewhat redundant from this video, but again, much more in depth, and we'll have visuals and all that good stuff. But so hopping in to this topic of Atma Karka and Dara Karka. So the Atma Karka is the planet holding the highest degrees in a birth chart, and that represents you, your soul, your karmic journey. And the Dara Karka is the planet holding the lowest degrees. And the planet holding the lowest degrees, the Dara Karka, gives us information about the type of partner we'll be attracted to, the type of people that we are going to naturally get, understand, resonate with, and really just get along with. And so I want to talk a little bit about calculating the Atma Karka and the Dara Karka. I also want to say I did post a full segment on the Atma Karka relatively recently. I'm going to actually focus more on the Dara Karka today, though I do have a few compatibility techniques involving the Atma Karka that I'll reference. So have your Atma Karka and your Dara Karka located. But this is where astrologers get into a debate. Some astrologers do not use Rahu as the Atma Karka or Dara Karka. I do use Rahu as the Atma Karka or the Dara Karka. After doing enough research with this, after doing enough compatibility research with this, I found that Rahu as the Dara Karka, as the Atma Karka can absolutely, I mean, it really does absolutely work. And I have a few examples to share with you about that. But that being said, because Rahu is retrograde, it flips. So if your Saturn is holding the highest degrees of the planets at 20 degrees, but then you notice that your Rahu is at 5 degrees, your Rahu will be the Atma Karka. Because 5 degrees, right? Rahu would have to move 5 degrees to change the signs. It is less than Saturn, which would have to transit 10 degrees to change signs. So Rahu is technically higher in degrees because it's moving backwards. Similarly, if you notice your Venus is holding the lowest degrees at 11, let's just say your Venus is at 11 degrees, and then you notice your Rahu is at 28 degrees, Rahu, because it's retrograde, it only has 2 degrees left before changing a sign, whereas Venus, you know, it's 11 degrees in. So Rahu would then be the Dara Karka. So it just flips in terms of, instead of being the highest, it would be the lowest for the Atma Karka. Instead of being the lowest, it would be the highest for the Dara Karka. And trust me, it works. Pay close attention to that so that you don't miscalculate it, at least if you are using the techniques on this podcast. Because again, there are some astrologers that will say not to. I was originally taught not to use Rahu, but again, after seeing what I've seen and the research that I've done, I really do use Rahu as the Atma Karka and Dara Karka. So again, calculating the Atma Karka, looking for the progression of your soul, your soul's karma, you know, the destiny and the path of your soul in this life, that is the Atma Karka, is the planet with the highest degrees, or lowest if it's Rahu. And then the Dara Karka is information on our spouse, our partner, what we're looking for in a significant other. That is going to be the planet with the lowest degrees or highest degrees if it's Rahu. So kind of diving into the Dara Karka. So if you're looking at your birth chart, find that planet. It could be, you know, Mars, Venus, Saturn. You want to see the planet that is holding the lowest degrees. You want to see the sign that the planet is in, and you want to see if there are any conjunctions with that planet and the house that it's in too, of course. So depending on the planet, let's say that the sun is holding the lowest degrees. If the sun is holding the lowest degrees, that means you're going to be attracted to someone with solar energy. You might need to date someone who has their sun in Leo or their sun in Aries, having an exalted sun. The sun may be on their ascendant. It could also be that the sun is their Atma Karka. This is kind of basic 101 for Atmakarka Dharakarka, it's not uncommon to see people who have the sun as their Dharakarka and then their partner has sun as Atmakarka. You know, you have Venus as your Dharakarka, the partner has Venus as their Atmakarka, okay? It could also be that your sun is your Dharakarka in Pisces, and then your partner has Atmakarka in Pisces, okay? But kind of staying on track here. So if the sun is your Dharakarka, you're going to be attracted to a solar type of person. Again, their Atmakarka may be the sun. They may have sun in Leo, may have an exalted sun, sun on the ascendant. If your Dharakarka is the moon, you're going to be attracted to lunar individuals. Someone with Cancer rising, moon in Cancer, moon as their Atmakarka. Someone who has many planets in Cancer. One of my couple friends, they've been together forever. They have one of the cutest love stories of all time. Her partner's Dharakarka is the moon, and she has like 5 planets in Cancer, and I think that her Atmakarka is actually the moon. So you're going to be attracted to someone with these lunar qualities, okay? If your Mercury is your Dharakarka, then you're going to be attracted to someone with mercurial tendencies, someone with a lot of planets in Gemini or Virgo. Maybe their moon and Mercury are conjoined. Maybe they have a prominent Mercury in some way. You may also be attracted to people who are younger than you, and there may even be a little bit of fickleness, but overall with relationship, you're going to need to be intellectually stimulated. Learning constantly, having new information given to you, maybe someone who teaches you a lot and someone who keeps you, again, just mentally stimulated with conversation. If Venus is your Dharakarka, if Venus is holding the lowest degrees, then you're going to be attracted to Venusian individuals, someone with an exalted Venus, someone with many planets in Libra or Taurus. Libra or Taurus ascendant, someone who has moon and Venus conjoined. Okay. I'm actually thinking about some clients that I have. She has Saturn as her Dharakarka. He has Venus as his Dharakarka. In his chart, Saturn is exalted. In her chart, Venus is exalted. So it works out that way. Also, with Venus as the Dharakarka, you might be attracted to someone who is very artistic or is very sensual, romantic, soft, or diplomatic, wants to uphold harmony in the relationship. Let's see. If you have Mars as your Dharakarka, you may be attracted to someone who has Mars and Moon conjoined, someone whose Atmakarka is in a Mars-ruled sign, someone whose Mars is Atmakarka, someone who has a lot of Scorpio placements or Aries placements. Of course, if Mars is your Dharakarka, you may be attracted to someone who is very athletic, motivated, energized. They may be very focused on success and pioneering in some way, but they can also be a little combustible and aggressive. They may, again, be very assertive and productive, but they may also be a little bit more maybe argumentative. If your Dharakarka is Jupiter, same thing, someone with a very pronounced Jupiter, someone who has Jupiter as their Atmakarka, Moon and Jupiter conjoined, many planets in Sagittarius or Pisces. Of course, if Jupiter is the Dharakarka, then you will be attracted to individuals who are philosophical, religious, spiritual. Maybe they love to travel. Maybe they love to learn or love to teach. They may also be quite generous with others. If your Saturn is your Dharakarka, same thing. Partner can have their Saturn as their Atmakarka, Moon and Saturn conjoined, many planets in Capricorn or Aquarius, having Saturn prominent in some way. And of course, if Saturn is your Dharakarka, then you'll be attracted to those who have that consistent, disciplined, mature, reliable energy. Someone who has their life together, who's very organized, and who is stable, consistent. I'm trying to think if I missed any. I don't think I've missed any so far. With Rahu, Rahu prominent, Rahu on the ascendant, Rahu as the Atmakarka, moon and Rahu conjoined. Okay, so that's kind of how it works with the planet, but it can also be with the sign, right? So if your Dharakarka is Venus in Pisces and your partner has moon in Pisces, they are going to have those Piscean qualities. If your Dharakarka is in Taurus and your partner's moon is in Taurus, they have that Tauran quality. And so just some case examples to demonstrate how this works. Because first of all, the main information on this is that having the Dharakarka and Atmakarka match is like low-hanging fruit. So again, your Dharakarka is Venus, their Atmakarka is Venus. Your Dharakarka is Mercury, their Atmakarka is Mercury. Also, having your Dharakarka and Atmakarka in the same sign. So if your Dharakarka is in Pisces and their Atmakarka is in Pisces, your Dharakarka is in Aries, their Atmakarka is in Aries. Some other really good traditional matching is having the sun in the same sign as their Atmakarka. Because remember, the sun is the natural Atmakarka, right? So for all of us, the sun indicates the soul. So if your sun is in the same sign as their Atmakarka, that is very good. Having Rahu in the same sign as someone's Atmakarka is very good. So those are the traditional low-hanging fruit positive matches. I'm going to share some examples of people that I know just to share kind of how this works. So one of my really good friends, Kelly, who I love, her partner, his Dharakarka is Saturn. Okay, so he is seeking someone who has these kind of Saturnine skills, someone who is disciplined and organized, committed, reliable. My friend has moon conjoined Saturn. So by virtue of her moon, which is the way that her mind works, most important sign in Vedic astrology, is with Saturn, she's going to naturally possess those qualities. She is going to demonstrate commitment, discipline, hard work. And it's almost not even something we can verbalize. That's the interesting thing with the karkas, is that it's something on a soul level. When we're talking about our Venus placement, it's like we're naturally attracted to something. It's something that we're usually more aware of and cognizant of. The karkas are these subtle, energetic tones that we possess where it can sometimes be difficult to describe or articulate. It's just when we're with people, it just feels good. It just feels good. It feels like we can just be ourselves with them naturally. We feel at home with them naturally. And it works like a charm. All the time, I see connections between the Atmakarka and the Dharakarka. What's important to remember is that it works with friendships as well. When I look at my friendships charts, my Dharakarka is their Atmakarka or vice versa. It could be that my Atmakarka is in the same sign as their Dharakarka. Their Dharakarka is in the same sign as my Atmakarka. It works with people in our lives because, again, it's this resonance on a soul level. The individual is just going to embody qualities that we kind of expect others to possess or that we feel really good around, that feels very comfortable and is very compatible with us. Again, with a Venus placement, it's a little bit more easy, like, oh yeah, I find this type of personality attracting or this kind of personality alluring. The karkas are a subtle, energetic, spiritual understanding. It's very, very sweet. Kelly and her husband have a few other connections as well, but just leaving this to keep it simple, let's go ahead and talk about another example. My very sweet friend, Lizzie, just absolute amazing person. I've talked about her on the podcast before. So her Dharakarka is Jupiter. Okay. So she is going to be attracted to people who have Jovian, Jupiterian qualities. Jupiter is in Sagittarius. It's her Dharakarka. When we look at her partner's chart, he has an exalted Jupiter on his ascendant. So he naturally is going to embody that Jupiterian energy that her soul is seeking for in a partner. Now, his Atmakarka and Dharakarka are also in Taurus, and her Rahu is in Taurus. So like I was saying earlier, having Rahu in the same sign as someone's Atmakarka can create a natural connection, right? And it is actually quite close too. So we see that with their combination. Her Dharakarka is exalted in his chart. And like I was talking about with my clients, client A has Saturn as her Dharakarka. She is seeking someone with Saturn qualities. Her long-term partner has an exalted Saturn. He possesses that very strong Saturnine energy. He has Venus as his Dharakarka. So he's looking for someone who's sweet and artistic and diplomatic and soft. She has an exalted Venus in her chart. Bam. Super, super nice. So talking about Rahu, because again, some people don't want to use Rahu as their Atmakarka or their Dharakarka. I just can't stress enough how much it works. I have a friend who has Rahu as his Dharakarka. He's, first of all, had a very difficult time with dating in general. It's not uncommon. I've seen a lot of people with Rahu as their Dharakarka get married and have amazing, happy lives. And when Rahu is the Dharakarka, there can be some karma with relationships. It's kind of similar to like maybe having Rahu in the seventh or something like that. His best friend in the world, the person who he trusts most, has Moon and Rahu conjoined. Then he was telling me about this woman who he had dated for like 7 years, and it kind of seemed like the one that got away type of situation. I was super interested in her birth information, ended up getting it. Moon and Rahu conjoined. I kid you not, this woman had. When you have Rahu as the Dharakarka, you will be drawn to people with strong Rahus. Rahu in the ascendant, Rahu with the moon, Rahu as the Atmakarka. It works like a charm. Every time. Two of my exes had the same Dharakarka, and it's a planet that I have in my chart that is very, very strong. So they each had the same Dharakarka. Two long-term relationships that I had, and that planet is very, very strong in my chart. In my current relationship, my partner's Dharakarka is a planet that I have in the same degree as my moon. So these are, yeah, we have a few other matches too, but just kind of like keeping it simple. So the moon combinations are very important to pay attention to, because the moon is how you think and how you operate and how you portray yourself in the world. I always say that the sun is what we notice at first glance. It's how somebody carries themselves in the world and interacts with the world. And the moon is who we really get to know on an intimate and personal level. And so if your moon is conjoined a planet, so for any of you, when you're looking at your moon and it's conjoined a planet, that planet is going to have a profound impact on your personality. And so if you have Moon and Mars in the same degree, Mars is really going to play a role in your demeanor and how you operate and how you approach the world. It has a lot to do with your personality. So if you are a Moon Mars type, the type of person who is looking for you is likely going to have, you know, Mars Dharakarka. Maybe their Dharakarka is in Aries or in Scorpio. Okay, so that's kind of how we think about it. And so for you on a personal level, when you're looking at your birth chart, you want to find your Atmakarka. You want to find the planet holding the highest degrees or Rahu holding the lowest. And you want to find combinations with that. So if the person that you're dating has Sun in the same sign, has Rahu in the same sign, has their Dharakarka in the same sign, those are all really nice matches. Or it could also be that the person that you're dating has a strong kind of like a resonance. Like if your Atmakarka is the moon and they have a very strong moon in their chart, that could also cause some chemistry. Or even if they have their Atmakarka close to yours. So if your Atmakarka is 28 degrees and it's the moon in Capricorn and you meet someone who has Venus at 28 degrees and it's their Atma Karga in Capricorn, that could also create a really strong connection too. And again, for you on a personal level, looking at your chart, find your Dara Karka. Okay, find the planet holding the lowest degrees or Rahu holding the highest. Look at the planet that it's in, the sign that it's in. When you are assessing the charts of others, they may have that planet very strong in their chart. That planet may be their Atma Karka. They may have many planets in that sign. Their moon may be in that sign. Their moon may be conjoined that planet, right? So just an example, and then I'll hop off. I know that this may be really redundant for some of you if it's easy to grasp, but some of us are brand new to this, which is why I'm kind of trying to drive the point home. If Venus is holding the lowest degrees in your birth chart, if Venus is the Dara Karka, you'll want to find someone who has Venus as their Atma Karka, who has Moon and Venus conjoined, who has Venus exalted, who has many planets in Taurus or Libra because they are Venus-ruled signs, or they have their Atma Karka in the same sign that your Venus is in. So all of those are really nice combinations. And so again, just for sake of simplicity, the signs that the planets govern, right? So if your sun is your Dara Karka, it could be someone with Leo qualities. If moon is your Dara Karka, it could be someone with Cancerian qualities. If Venus is the Dara Karka, Libra or Taurus, because they're ruled by Venus. If Mercury is your Dara Karka, Virgo or Gemini, because they are ruled by Mercury. If Mars is your Dara Karka, Scorpio or Aries, because they are ruled by Mars. Jupiter is your Dara Karka, Pisces or Sagittarius, because they're ruled by Jupiter. Saturn as the Dara Karka, Aquarius or Capricorn, because they are ruled by Saturn. Rahu is, you know, a little bit of an outlier there. So again, very basic. Those could be the things to look for. If you are interested in diving deeper into this, follow my YouTube channel because I plan on making a really fun video that I am really excited about. So I hope that you learned something new. I hope that this gives you something to look into in your birth chart. Again, my name is Christine Rodriguez. If you would like to calculate your birth chart to see where your Atma Karka and Dara Karka are placed, go to my website, innerknowing.yoga, click on offerings and then chart. My website again is innerknowing.yoga, where I have a lot of resources available to learn astrology. My Instagram is astrologynow_podcast, and I do weekly horoscopes at patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. My name is Christine. This is Astrology Now. See you all.